Let me call Carlton Jenks, Doc said.
Snapper's father?
Yeah. He knows the harbor better than I do.
The phone rang. Okay, have Molly call him from the switchboard, Jesse said, and picked up the phone.
This is Harry Smith, the voice said.
Doc went out to the desk. Or James Macklin, Jesse said. It could have been Cromartie, but the voice didn't have that indefinable Indian overtone that Jesse remembered from his childhood. There was silence on the phone for a moment, and then Macklin went on.
I'm on the island, and I wanted to run a couple of things by you. First, the next helicopter I see anywhere around here, I shoot a hostage.
Uh-huh.
Second, any boats, anything, any attempt to land on the island, any interference with us as we go about our business, and I shoot hostages. I got a lot of them. I can shoot a bunch and have plenty left.
What business are you going about, Jesse said.
Our business, Macklin said.
And when will you be through going about it?
I'll let you know. Remember what I told you. I see so much as a fucking sea scallop come ashore, and it'll be a bloodbath.
We don't want that, Jesse said.
No, you don't. And if I see you out here, I'll go shoot that broad you've been fucking.
Which one? Jesse said, and winced silently as he heard the way it sounded.
Way to go, Stone, Macklin said. Marcy, the real estate lady.
Uh-huh.
You fuck up and she goes first.
Jesse took an air silently and flexed his shoulders, forcing himself to relax.
I hear you, Jesse said. Got anything to say?
We'll cooperate. You've got my word on it.
Well, isn't that good, Macklin said.
He turned off the cell phone and put it on the bar in the empty restaurant where they were holding the hostages. Marcy sat on a bar stool at the other end of the bar looking at the floor.
Says he'll cooperate, Macklin said. Guess he don't want you to get hurt, Marcy.
Marcy didn't say anything.
I mentioned the woman he'd been fucking and he asked me which one, Macklin said and put his head back and laughed.
It was a loud laugh and long and, Marcy thought, somehow contrived, just as it was contrived the way he threw his head back. He was posturing.
Where's J.D. and Fran? Macklin said to Crow.
Guard duty, Crow said. I told them to go out and walk around the building. Keep an eye out.
Good. Serves a useful purpose and keeps them from whining at me. This thing is like going down so good there's not enough O's in smooth.
Crow nodded and glanced out the window at the water that boiled through the offshore rocks as the tide came slowly in. Freddy was out of sight around the low headland to the right. Crow glanced at his watch.